Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the All Right Already podcast. May 27th, 2014. Tonight in our lineup, we have Johnny O, Jack Sander, Tim Eggleston, and Chris and Mike can't be here tonight, so we have a special guest, Pete Hennessy, joining us this evening.
Come on, Pete. Hey.
And myself, Scott Paul.
All right, guys.
Oh, and real quick, by the way, going back to last week's topics, just want to let everybody know, I am a Satanist, just so everybody knows. I actually am, but I'm not going to run for governor.
Okay. Oh, I'd vote for you. Yeah, based on your satanic platform alone, I would vote for you.
Yes.
Carry a little card, I guess.
That was a great topic, by the way, man. That was hilarious. I was loving that.
Satanism
topic.
Good, aliens bad, or whatever it was. You're a fucking idiot if you believe in aliens, but worship the devil, it's all good. All right, so this is episode 5, All Right Already Podcast. You can get it on iTunes.
I thought it was episode 5.
You get it on allrightalreadypodcast.com and on Facebook. And we're on Twitter.
Yes.
No, that's right,
we're on all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. So
ain't that something?
Get into it.
Papers more and make it sound more official.
And I'd like to welcome Pete.
Officially.
Welcome, Pete.
Yeah. We're really happy to have him here.
Oh, we should get one of those fucking telegraphs in the background.
This just in.
This just in.
Citizens of Pennsylvania, it's raining. Again.
I wanted to bring up a couple quick things. Jack, on Jeopardy the other day, Man of War was one of the questions.
What?
And the answers. On Jeopardy. Oh,
that's awesome.
What? I thought you'd want to know that.
I did. I'm glad to know that.
Thank you. Mailman category?
Was it in the category of fucking awesome?
Songs about heroes.
Man of War.
It's like Man of War had a hero about this lightning throwing god or something.
Oh. Had a song like about
or
Thor?
Exactly. What is Thor?
What is Thor?
Would be the answer.
That's why I would never, ever be able to do anything
the one.
Yeah, Jeopardy's tough.
The one moment Jack's on Jeopardy, and it's just like, oh my god, I totally know it freezes.
it's the Man of War comic book episode in Jeopardy. Everyone's going to think I'm a genius.
Man.
That's funny. I was making somebody listen to Black Wind, Fire, and Steel today.
I did. I made them listen to it because they were talking about it. Oh, buddy.
I actually made a note of that, so.
Straw?
Nice!
Doppelganger.
Jinx.
The other thing I wanted to talk
about. You have a straw. You really want a straw?
That's funny.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was we seem to be bringing up Life of Agony a lot recently.
Who has?
The podcast itself has been talking about Life of Agony often. And
it does come up like every week, doesn't it?
So we're going to try to really curb that.
All right.
And try not to bring it up.
So we're going to eliminate Life
of
Agony
talk. I actually got no Life of Agony talk. So,
yeah, I didn't think it was a good idea.
Actually, I wanted to go into something with Jack.
Yeah.
And why don't you tell us what happened with your day today?
Oh, fuck. For those of you that haven't read this already on Facebook, I was picking up some Starbucks. I was being treated to Starbucks. My mother treated me to Starbucks, but I went and picked it up for her and my dad. At the one at 202 and Welsh Road there, across from the Wawa. And I'm always uncomfortable when I go to Starbucks, you know, because, like, I very rarely go
Starbucks.
There. Yeah, I very rarely go there, and I don't know how to order shit, and I always have to, like, write it down, like, what they want, and I have to, like, read it to the dudes. I'm like, I'm sorry, you know, like, I'm that guy in Starbucks. Like, I'm the outsider in Starbucks.
Right,
you know?
Yes.
So, but it's fine. So, and I've got this carrier full of coffee. And as I'm walking out, there's this lady in front of me, and everybody on Facebook thought that she was like an old lady. She's not. She's like our age. You know, she's like in our age group, lady. She wasn't old.
Okay.
But she's like really little, and she opens the door and just like she goes whoop, and just like she opens the door just enough so she can scoot through the. And I'm literally, I am like right behind her, like a step and a half behind her, and I've got this thing full of hot coffee, and the door is like. And I'm like, son of a bitch. So I just use my foot,
right.
And as I'm walking out, and like I'm mad now, and like the only thing I can do is I'm just like, thanks, like that.
Right.
And she turns around on me, and she's like, you don't have to be rude.
Really?
And I was like, wow. And the only thing that I could get to come out of my mouth at that point, or the only thing I could do. That wasn't like choking the life out of her. I was just like, "Are you fucking kidding me?" Like that.
And she's like, and then she's like, don't you curse at me, you son of a bitch.
What?
It escalated really quickly.
It's gonna be a throwdown at the star box.
And I'm like, you cocksucker. And I was like,
and what time was this, first thing this morning?
And that was around noonish, I guess. And I'm like, and then it ended up, I was like, you need to do like two things, lady. I was like, you need to quit blathering on your phone. I was like, you would have seen me if you weren't blathering on your phone. And I was like, you need to do two things. I was like, you need to, you know, be aware of things outside of your awful little bubble. I was like, the other thing you need to do is fuck off. And I'm like walking to my car, and she's like, I need to call the cops on you. He's like, you can't curse at me. He's like, I'm gonna call the cops on you.
Fuck, I can't.
Nah, man, help yourself. I'm good. I got plenty of beer. And I'm just like, are you? I was like, what the hell, man?
Wow.
You know, like, I just, those people exist. And every time, oh, yeah. And you'd figure by now I'd understand that those people exist, and I'd be okay with it, but I never am. It's every time I encounter some fuck like that, it just twists me up and makes me fucking crazy.
If they don't hold the door for you, that drives me nuts too, man. Or they don't say thank you when you do it, that drives me nuts.
Yeah, and I always say stuff like, often say, like,
let somebody go and you don't
get
the wave.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah.
There's some certain social etiquette that
yeah.
is unspoken.
Just consideration. You know, if someone's being considerate to you, be considerate to them. You know, and if you're just, you know, if you're at a Starbucks, you can assume that there's other people there that also have handfuls of hot coffee, if not trayfuls of hot coffee.
So then you went to the Froyo place, and what happened?
What's a Froyo?
The frozen yogurt place.
Oh. I thought that was like an
Froyo?
That's what happened next.
That's the second worst thing I've heard today.
Johnny O belongs to Starbucks.
Froyo?
Johnny O's the kind of guy in Starbucks.
Froyo?
I've never
heard frozen
of
yogurt.
I don't know what that is.
I don't think Lansdale has a frozen yogurt establishment.
Oh, wait, Lansdale? They're not.
No. We can't afford that kind of stuff around here. That's for all you D-Town types.
D-Town. The Simpsons guy's like, yes, I saw the frozen yogurt, which I call Froger. And I'm like, whoa! the Froger is also cursed.
All right, so
yeah, that was my adventure today.
Yeah, quite a day.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I'm saying you're putting that back down on the table now.
Ah, I just didn't want the water like going everywhere and making everything wet. That's the only reason I'm doing that.
Water.
I don't care what look. Obviously, I don't care what happens to the surface of the table.
So today, Chris and Mike can't make it.
No.
To the podcast. Chris and Mike wrote together some questions and forwarded them over to me.
No, unacceptable.
Yeah, can I read one of them off?
Actually, well, first of all, I would like to say happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday to Chris.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday, brother.
All right, we got it out of the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's enough time.
The first question they gave me was, if you had to pick one song from Life of Agony, what would it be?
We weren't talking about Life of Agony!
Who was that, Mike? Mike wrote that question?
You
Mike
that
Shane.
Shit on purpose.
I've never heard the goddamn band.
All right. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah. All right.
Which Life of Agony album best represents transgender politics?
Well, these are some really deep questions. They must not know that we weren't talking about Life of Agony.
I think I know where this is coming from.
Yeah.
All right. They have one last one. If you had to hook up with one member of Life of Agony, which would it be? Chris Hemsworth.
Wait, Chris Hemsley's in Life of Agony?
Signed, Chris Hemsley.
Yeah, in his case, it will be all of them.
Because he's a hoe. Right. What a fucking right. groupie. Fucking
very good. Oh, I should kill all Life of Agony. Our Life of Agony discussions.
All at the same time.
Don't be absent from the podcast. That's something that
so that's why Chris Hemsley can't be here today?
Because he's blowing Life of Agony. I guess Shane's doing it too because they're hanging out tonight.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
We love you guys. Life of Agony questions. Oh,
wow, man.
Oh,
goddamn.
Just can't get enough of Life of Agony apparently around here.
Okay, are these the new questions for today?
Life of Agony enough.
This is it. This has got mine in it.
Yeah, those are the ones.
Those are all the new ones.
Yeah. All right, we got a guest member here, Pete. Why don't you pick a question? Pick any card.
Yes, sir.
I picked a really written up one.
Oh, can I put this back?
Too Wait, I'll sorry. Read it. It's mine. Thank I know you. That. Yeah.
Awesome. Beautiful.
Okay. All right. So, when you were a kid and your parents were, you know, you were being raised by your parents and you had to, like, go take a piss or a shit, what did you call it? You know, there's like a, you know, there's always like a cutesy little term. There's a cutesy, like, you don't, you know, like when you're a kid, you gotta take a piss. You're not like, oh, what are you gonna take a piss? You gotta take a shit?
I like, tell them, like, yo, what are you gotta go fucking take a shit over there?
Yeah. You know, like, there's like a cutesy, like, when I was a kid, it was two of the, like, the fucking lamest words you ever heard. It was stinky and TT.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Stinky is shit and TT is tea.
So it could be like your relatives or something.
Stinky and TT. Clearly you've met my relatives.
Your cousins or something, yeah. Coming from out of town.
So, yeah, you know, did you guys have, like, cutesy little... Or do you use them now for your kids?
I did. No, I had... This is how... Probably how simple I... My parents probably knew I was. One, number one, or number two.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, fair
yeah.
enough.
I had, wee-wee.
Wee-wee, all
right. Because pee-pee was your penis.
Got it.
Well,
okay.
Apparently it was my penis because I'm a one child, so... And then I forget what...
I'm a one child.
One child kind of guy. Yeah.
I forget what.
Doo-doo? I think
poop was just poop.
Poop. All right.
Fix him. I'm going with poop.
All right.
Poop and wee wee.
Poop and tinkle.
I still say wee wee.
Poop and tinkle. All right.
Yeah. I don't remember mine, but I know what I talk to my kids about. Usually for, we'll say turds or take a dump.
Nice.
It's gotta go well over
a pinch of loaf.
It's kind of like, it is. It's like, I got a dump or whatever they say. But I think for pissing, we just say, gotta go potty.
Yeah, potty.
Gotta go potty for piss. And then it's a dump or a turd might be a big
something a little more involved.
With my son Cooper, it's just pee for pee. But he loves the word poop. Like, that's, like, his favorite words. It's also one of my favorite words.
Who doesn't?
But his grandmother, and no offense to Bunny, she's a wonderful woman, she doesn't let him say poop around her.
So
it bothers her. The word bothers her. Fair enough. Fine. So every time I pick him up, there's, like, 5 minutes where he's just like, poop. Because I always tell him, like, you can say poop around Daddy. He doesn't care. You know, that word's fine. He'll get in the car and shout him in. As soon as we're out of the driveway, out of his grandparents' driveway, he's like, boop, 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 boop. Boopity, boop, boop, Daddy. Boop, boop, boop. So I'm like, you got it out of your system?
Palindrome.
Palindrome. Poop. It's a palindrome.
She's got something against palindrome.
Maybe she does.
Don't say race car.
She doesn't like, yeah, but say she doesn't like race car either.
Pooping in a race car. Forget it.
Yeah, forget about it.
But
so, all right. Yeah, I was going to...
I like that one.
It was good. I
thought it was all right, Timmy.
Norristown Zoo.
Oh, this is me.
Nice.
Yeah, the topic is just Norristown Zoo.
We're talking about Matt Malecki. He did some stone work at the Norristown Zoo for one of the enclosures.
Yeah, someone was telling me about going to the Norristown Zoo.
I've never been there.
I was just there like the other weekend.
Was it just like disturbing?
Yeah, it fucking sucks there, dude.
It's
awful.
For animals.
I just heard.
That's my whole.
I heard it was better than the Philadelphia Zoo yesterday.
No fucking way. Who told you that? No, don't say
names.
Don't say
no names.
Well, this is what happened. I went to the zoo, and it was pretty much like. The animals were just like, they looked like they were fucking in jail.
Kill me!
They were like, I mean, it was like awful. Like, it looked like hell.
There, like smoking in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yo, man. Like, suck your dick.
Yeah, try to cop off me. Yeah. There's like the jaguar. It's a jaguar. It's like a humongous, awesome jaguar.
Right.
And half of it's like mangy, and half its coat isn't there. And it's just laying there, like all fucked
staring
up.
Staring at you, hating on you. Like,
yeah, it's hating on me.
I grew up in this beautiful
jungle.
There's
like a peanut dispenser in front of the jaguar cage, you know? Like, jaguars don't eat peanuts.
Maybe he had a peanut allergy. That's why.
But like half the animals looked like they had mange and stuff. Oh, like, man. It was awful.
Well, that's the thing. I've been to maybe three zoos in my life. The Bronx Zoo, the New Orleans Zoo, and the Norristown Zoo.
New Orleans.
And I don't like zoos. They depress the shit out of me. You know, like, even good ones. You know, like, the Bronx is actually a really nice zoo. Even back in the 80s, it was a really nice zoo. I just can't stand them, dude. They, you know, like, they make me, like, they depress me. You know, you got like these majestic animals that are used to like gallivanting around in the Serengeti.
Are they? I mean, what?
I don't know if they are or not. I'm projecting my feelings upon them.
Come on, dude, you're coming to the zoo now. We're gonna.
Yeah, I'm sure if you dumped them in the middle of the Serengeti, they'd be immediately devoured by the.
Hey, what is that over there?
It's a feeding time.
It's like Madagascar.
Yeah, I don't know. It depresses me. So I don't go to zoos often.
My wife just took our kids to the zoo. They love it.
Philadelphia Zoo, obviously.
Not the
Philadelphia Zoo is a little nicer, I felt like.
Well, they just put that new habitat in the cat.
The first zoo,
dude, she said that is awesome. Like, but there was like they're walking around. There's like a lynx. She said there was like a lynx up there, like staring down at you, like
kissing on. Getting pissed on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like looking real good for dinner.
Yeah, me too.
You can't get that cat piss smell out, dude.
Especially not like wild giant cat piss.
Can you imagine like domesticated cat piss, how hard that is
to
get
smell
out?
Cat piss?
Shut up, kid.
Then you're walking through the streets of Philadelphia and all these stray cats are like either attacking you or like trying to hump your leg or something.
That'd be creepy as shit.
A giant pack of
walking down fucking like Old City and there's just like this pack of cats following
you
around. Dude.
Something bad's going on.
Like Dennis Leary and the ref. You smell cat piss? Shut up, kid.
That stuff doesn't get out. Yeah,
you can't get rid of it.
Cannot.
It's freaking terrible.
I've lost a couple jackets to it. It's my cat lives outside now.
That's why I don't have cats.
Yeah.
Or dogs. Or any animals.
I have a Venus flytrap. That's the closest thing I have to a
Venus
flytrap.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
I named him Lennon. Vladimir, not John.
Yeah, I figure as much.
That asshole.
Yeah, what
John
a
Lennon.
Dick.
What? Obviously. Fuck that guy.
I don't have a problem with John.
Somebody.
So, yeah, anyway. It was pretty depressing. Really it's kind of like, you know.
So, Norristown Zoo sucks.
Are
we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like
those guys.
Well, you can't bleed a stone, man. Yeah. You can't hang out with us.
You can't bleed a stone.
Ultimately, it's like, you know, in the future, will they be like, yeah, they had all these animals, like, in the middle of the city, like, in a cage. Like, 100 years from now.
Oh, right.
Like,
what the hell? They're so barbaric.
It's so weird.
Well, man, you saw Planet of the Apes, dude. Come on.
Man. Yeah, new shit, dude.
I saw the trailer.
Oh, dude, that's the saddest when you see the gorilla. The gorilla is just like...
It's not sad, because you know what they're going to end up doing.
What?
They're going to end up subjugating all the humans and hunting them down in the fields. And fucking...
I thought you were going to say, like, enjoy a banana or something. That, like, subjugate.
Cornelius is going to show up, man.
Giant nets and horses.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Those ridiculous rifles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a rifle.
This is ridiculous looking rifles.
Those are some great movies, man.
I have them all. I have the box sets laying around here somewhere.
Awesome. Does not surprise me. It's a soundtrack.
Yeah. Soundtrack. Probably still better than AC/DC.
I would like to have 100% better than AC/DC. Literally just a bunch of actors in monkey suits banging on drums. It's better than AC/DC.
Oh, come on, man. I just heard Thunderstruck on a radio.
It's the only acceptable
done,
dude, that
done.
Jam is
Back
awesome.
Back in Black's all right.
Back in Black's good, yeah.
I told you, man. I'm anything Bon Scott, I'm there, man. I'm all about it.
they're all done, though, right?
Yeah, they're done.
The one guy's too sick.
Yeah, his like brain is done or something.
Oh, what, Angus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it Angus?
Yeah. He was like, that guy was fucking. You ever see interviews
they
with that
were,
guy?
They were talking about doing
he
like
he can't
a
stop moving.
Year,
he's always like,
40-year reunion.
Like, he's always doing that. Like, he's always
concert.
Literally like doing that kind
tour.
Of shit.
Like, and then they just canceled everything. They're like, I guess we're done.
Huh, he's the one guy you can't really go without.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Is everybody else who wouldn't even notice
it? Yeah, only talent that band is
his
ever
son
had.
Or something was playing with them. Like covering up for some of his guitar parts.
I didn't know Angus Young had problems. It's a good guitar
really?
Player.
Now you do.
Yeah, why would it on the news?
So you learn something.
I just remember from like, you know, like
the podcast where you learn
the Headbangers Ball back in the day on MTV.
It is,
like Headbangers
actually.
Ball would have
was,
you know like interviews and stuff.
Here without
and
something.
Every time it's they crazy. Had AC/DC on, Angus Young would just be sitting there on the couch next to Ricky Rackman, and he would just be like, you know, just like jawing on himself and fucking like rocking back
was
and forth
on Ricky
and, like,
Rackman's
every time,
jugular. I can't stand that guy.
And dude, like, he couldn't sit still, and he never like focused on anything. His eyes were always like, you're like, the dude was fucking out there. I don't know if he was born that way or if it was just like the mountains of cocaine he's done. You know,
when AC/DC started, he was only like 14 or 16 or something like that.
Yeah. Still developmental.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Still developmental. So you can see what that environment.
Yeah, the school outfit was like the outfit he showed up in.
Yeah.
During fucking audition.
Yeah.
And he just kept it on.
Yeah,
he
never took it off.
I wish that was true.
Now you're
it probably is.
You're
dude.
It's a holy close, yeah. Old man walking that's around awesome. In short pants.
The fucking beanie.
He's all on whatever the fuck you
want. Again,
what is he wearing? Just let him play. Don't distract him.
Don't talk to him. Yeah. No bright lights.
Yeah. No sudden movements.
That's his safe place. Strobes.
Don't taunt him. Don't give him any food. That's right, you know?
Do not feed the guitarist.
Don't look all right. him directly in the eyes.
So there we go. AC/DC is another recurring topic, apparently. AC/DC
and Life of Agony.
Yeah.
Well, Agony.
AC/DC.
LOA, baby.
Oh, that's just awful.
In my night notes, I was writing LOA. I got sick of writing Life of Agony.
I've never called them LOA.
I don't think anybody does. LOA, dude.
But we're starting something.
Right, like. All right, next topic. Jack, you want to pick one?
Sure.
Where's the best place to get my LOA tattoo?
Columbus flagship found. Does anyone care?
Unless you.
Me. Does anybody?
Seriously.
I didn't even hear about it.
They apparently found it or something. Like off Haiti or some nonsense. Does anybody care?
I care about that.
That's
seriously interesting shit.
Yeah? No way.
Apparently, yeah. They think they found it.
Where they found it?
It's like off the coast of Haiti or something.
No kidding. I'm going to have to look that up.
I think.
Yeah,
I don't watch the news and I don't have television, so like I miss a lot of stuff. But no, I'm absolutely interested in that.
I'd love to know where the third guy that found America
is. Yeah.
It's kind of pointless. I mean, we do have a holiday based on bullshit, so not like it's the first one, but.
My parents spent a lot of money on the book saying that he found it, so yeah. I would like to know. Where did it sink?
Apparently there.
Right around Haiti, huh?
Yeah, I guess. Something like that.
Is our captain to each ship, and then we give them credit for finding America? Is that what you're saying?
No, he was the head of the expedition. Yeah. I'm sure there was a captain for each ship.
Yeah.
But Christopher Columbus is like the head.
He was the man. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Then there was, what's his name? Amerigo Vespucci. Yeah. Who was the other dude?
Amerigo Vespucci.
Was there another guy? Well, you said there was three people, man. I didn't say shit.
Pinta, Santa Maria.
There you go. You didn't grow up in America?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia.
So you did grow up around
there. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't realize they had already excommunicated Philadelphia from the United States.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
We're still working on that.
They're going to turn into a prison. Like an escape from New York.
Escape from South Philly.
Escape from North Philly. Escape from Kensington.
Escape from Grays Avenue.
Is that where you work down here? You were great, yeah.
Grays Avenue. No wonder we got out.
Yeah, I don't blame
him. Was it Grays Ferry area or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
Remember we went to that party in Grays Ferry?
Oh.
That dude was getting a tattoo in the living room.
Yeah. Oh,
Damien
nice.
Was there, the kid.
Oh, you had a scratcher at the party, dude?
Dude, it was nuts.
Real tattoo gun.
It was like 3 in the morning.
This guy made it look like a jail tattoo with a real tattoo gun. Because
he didn't know what to do with a real tattoo gun.
The River Rat. Yeah. There's the River Rat getting
He's getting
it.
Like a cover-up. He was covering up
Still
a
like
skull
a
with the worst skull. You gotta be kidding me,
man.
Dude.
I think this is way better. I mean, is this a Grays Ferry?
Yeah.
I can do better than that.
Yeah.
down there at Grays Ferry.
There's the bartender from Route 66. He's like, this is my son, Damien.
Oh,
it was like 3 in the morning. The kid's like, ugh. I'm just not doing justice to radio, but like.
He was tattooing his son?
No. He was just there. And then it was like all kinds of crazy stuff.
I had no idea what was going on. I saw 3 of everyone.
That
like,
place is.
Like, why are we here?
Forgot
it's 4
about
o'clock
that.
In the morning. We really don't need to.
Anybody that's getting a tattoo at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, in this time zone, that's
pretty much deserve what you get.
Yeah. You deserve the worst tattoo on top of your crappy tattoo.
What's that guy's name, Rat? Literally.
The River Rat.
The River Rat.
The River Rat.
Why would you get tattooed by anybody called River Rat?
No, that was who's getting a tattoo.
Oh.
Somehow.
The people in Philadelphia have the worst fucking nicknames. I ran into this dude. This was years ago. I ran into this dude. He told me is when I was bouncing at the Barbary.
down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a show, and my friend was hanging out down there, and she shows up with this other dude, and I introduce myself. I'm like, hey, I'm Jack, how are you doing? He's like, call me Spit. And I looked right as I'm shaking his hand. I'm like, I'm not gonna call you that. You know? like, I'll call
my
you
John, but yeah. My friends call me Spit.
Yeah, I'm just, like,
really, they're your friends.
Yeah.
I'm sure about that. I think they're having one over on you.
Yeah. Oh my god. Dude, I ended up knocking that guy out that night.
He was gutter punk, yeah.
Oh, he thought he was.
Because I met Jism on South
Street. Yeah. I'm sure that was a person that existed.
It was, dude, yeah. My name's Jism.
I ended up knocking that guy out.
I'm going to keep walking, yeah. Then.
To save my life that night, I had to knock that guy out.
Nice.
We ended up at Pat's and Gino's. And, well, that intersection. I don't really fucking know even which one we were at. It was the one with the Whiz. Because I like Cheese Whiz. Sorry, everybody else in Pennsylvania. And we're sitting there, you know, in line, and, you know, you guys know me. I'm not a racist person. I never have been. Well, apparently Spit was very racist.
Oh, no.
And we're, like, literally the only white people there. And he starts going off about black people using, you know, negative connotation type words. And I'm like, dude, you need to shut the fuck up. You know, I was like, you need to shut up. And he doesn't. It escalates. People start responding to him negatively. And we get approached, and I was like, I don't even know this dude. I was like, I don't even know this dude. And they were like, you know, they didn't say so much as, like, guilt by association.
Right, yeah,
but they didn't care.
Yeah, right.
And I don't blame them. Yeah. You know, this guy was really being an asshole. And finally, I'm just like, boom! And I just knocked him out. I was like, are we cool? And they were like, yeah, you're cool. I was like, later. I just left. I was like, all right.
No, your cheese stick.
Give it to that guy. He's paying for it.
And Jism showed up. He was like, Spit!
Yeah, Jism showed up in fucking River Rat's car.
Yeah, the River Rat and Jism showed up.
Spit, what happened? In River Rat's van with a fucking wizard on the side of it, you know?
Sound like that night we were out with for your bachelor party, man. And then with Jimbo. Remember Jimbo?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Wheels have come off the bus. What the hell did this topic start with?
Columbus.
Columbus.
Yeah, Columbus. Yeah, of course. River Rat and Jizz. And Spit.
And racist.
Absolutely.
Makes total
sense.
Thank you, Columbus.
Yes. Is it Paulie, sir?
Like I said, does anybody care?
Paulie.
Right, exactly.
I might start calling you Paulie.
Jizz is way more interesting.
Please don't call me Paulie.
Oh, really? You hate that? Like,
yeah,
a lot?
Nah, no, he likes Sean Paul.
Yeah, please call me Sean Paul. Yeah, that'd be great.
Who the fuck is Sean Paul?
Exactly.
Sean Paul?
Exactly. Exactly. Ask him. He'll tell you.
He's got two first names.
I got two first names.
I'm going to hand it to him.
Starting off the show.
It's the name of my game.
Oh, my God.
It's going to catch on.
Remember the fucking rap.
Pretty soon we're going to do raps every time you read off the question.
Say the question in rap form.
Name's Mike Shane. Got red on top, man.
He remember that shit.
I have a knack for remembering really dumb shit, man. Believe me, useless stuff. Asteroid, possible Earth impact.
Yes, that was
no,
my topic.
No, it's not going to hit
I know.
Earth.
It was
is this you?
They pulled that off right away. But isn't it?
It's going to happen.
Maybe they pulled it off of there because now people are going to panic. I mean, it's not for another 40 years.
Wait, what happened? They said there was an asteroid coming?
They said that there was an asteroid that was making a close pass by Mars. And it's about the size of Manhattan.
They were done. They'll explode the Earth.
CNN article.
It's making a close pass by Mars?
Yeah. And they said the article on CNN, they were saying like that it... that. Gravitational bump there, bumped it out of its normal orbit, and then it was going to make a real close pass by us in 2041 or something.
2041, huh?
If it makes contact with
Earth, actually gave the date. It was like March something.
It doesn't even need to make contact with Earth. It just needs to pass closely by, and it'll completely.
No.
They say like there's a.
If it's gonna explode, like if it enters the atmosphere and explodes before it actually impacts the ground or the ocean, which it probably will hit the ocean, that could cause a lot of damage. Just like what happened recently in Russia, you know, like that didn't actually have an impact. That was just the explosion.
It was an airburst.
Yeah, but
when they say close, like, we had another really close just a few years ago. It came between us and the moon.
The moon, yeah.
That's close. Yeah. On a cosmic scale, that's really fucking close, you know? Yeah, that's like an accident in front of my house. Yeah, you know, it doesn't actually hit my house, but right there.
It was right there. It could have been.
They think that's what got rid of mammoths.
Mammoths?
Yeah.
What?
What am I, an asshole? Yes,
fuck
mammoths.
Mammoths, dude.
Just but what, they've got rid of a bunch of other shit, too?
Yeah, mammoths. But like the big animals. They say like a meteor impact, possibly, is what killed off a lot of the giant fauna or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like a mammoth, they say we hunted them to extinction. That's pretty tough to do with like a stick. You know what I mean? Like, kill off like every mammoth. Like, yeah, it's really
very
hard
efficient
to do.
Stick hunters.
Yeah, we're pretty ass kicking.
They didn't do it that way. They ran them off cliffs.
Or ran them off cliffs. Maybe they figured out a way to do it and just kill them all.
Maybe there weren't just that many left.
I feel like I don't know. I heard a whole thing about it. They're like, it was like 10,000 years ago, half of all large animals disappeared off the face of the earth.
Earth is only like 5 or 6,000 years old.
Right. This was 10. Oh shit. Did I say 10? I meant 10 hundred.
10 hundred.
It was like the Flintstones or dinosaurs and man.
10 hundred
more.
Just so everybody knows, no, the Earth is not 5 or 6,000 years old.
It's like 7.
It is flat though, right?
Yes, still flat.
But anyway, that is a legitimate.
No shit.
They feel like there was some, like 10,000 years ago, we lost half of megafauna, like the giant sloths and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
All those sort of things all disappeared.
What's the matter? They couldn't get out of the way?
They were super slow to dodge that.
Sorry. You can't.
What are we going to do?
You imagine seeing a 15-foot sloth coming at you in a jungle?
I don't like a 15. I don't
slowly
like any,
approaching.
There's not a whole lot of things that I like that are bigger than me. You know,
oh,
like,
shit. I better move next time.
You're just watching it, looking at it.
When I wake up in an hour, I should think about getting out of the way.
I tend to try and like befriend things that are much larger than me. You know, like Neil Gambier. You know, like, you know, I was like, that guy needs to be my friend. You know, I was like, look at the size of that map.
Jack befriends the sloth.
Yeah.
For the record, Johnny O was the one that just called Neil Gambier a sloth.
I never did. Never. I would never do that. I didn't say it.
Neil, this is Pete. I love you.
We all love you, Neil.
Please don't hurt me.
Too many Life of Agony questions to pile in with?
Some LOA questions?
Oh, some LOA, man. It's LOA, dude. All right. What was that topic that we just read off? What was that one?
Asteroid.
That was a good game.
It was a fun game.
Old school. Used to frustrate the hell out of me.
Dave McMasters used to play that for hours on his Atari 2600.
Who, McMasters?
Tom McMasters.
Tom.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Tom.
He's going to be a guest. He's going to be a guest speaker one of these days soon.
I want to come back when Tom comes back.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. I was like 7.
What? When you were singing for him when you were 7?
Yeah.
Pete Hennessy singing for Soul Grind when he was 7.
I haven't seen
it's
you.
Probably not accurate. You have beard
years,
probably.
3 or 4 years? No, like, so I see you the second time in 3 days and you're on my podcast.
Full beard and like a smoking problem. When he was 7.
Smoking problem.
Born with boots on.
Back then it was just a problem.
Yeah, no,
I guess it's Timmy's turn.
You smoked a little too much.
No, it's Pete's turn.
Yeah.
All right. I have to pick again.
Yep. Grab something.
I'm still not reading it.
It's all right.
I can't. Jesus.
Don't let the cards beat you.
Write them on 2x4s.
Write them on 2x4s.
I can't pick those up. Mm-hmm. Ukraine.
Oh.
I read something.
Shit.
All right already.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Pete. You don't know the rule is everybody, once a night, they get a veto, and the veto, you have to say all right already.
What the hell is that?
It means, like, I don't want to talk about that.
Nobody wants to.
So I don't want
to. Everybody's sick of
it. No, Johnny. Anybody can do it.
That's an old
topic.
That one's been around for, like,
Johnny,
three years.
Yeah.
Well, 3 months.
Yeah.
Done
nice!
Okay, I think I actually wrote that question.
I think you wrote that the first week.
Yeah, the first
podcast.
Oh, really?
Back
is that
when,
old?
Back when that was really going. Now it's
a real hot topic.
Stalemate.
I'm going to keep this one, too. I'm going to keep all of
them. Take a different one, Pete.
Oh, I get the
frame.
Sure.
Sweet.
I'm going to make a scrapbook.
So awesome.
I'm into scrapbooking now. As of right now.
Who the fuck wrote this?
I did.
Net neutrality.
Your writing is worse than my reading.
I know. Net neutrality. See, thank you.
Nice, dude. That's one of my favorite topics.
Yeah. Net neutrality.
Somebody can score me because I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, I was just going to say, does anybody... Who doesn't understand this?
Well, I could
everyone.
Dissect it. Net neutrality.
Yes.
Are we talking? Is it internet?
Yes.
Yes.
And neutrality would be like, I don't give a flying fuck about what the fuck is on the internet.
How astute of you, sir.
Yes, professor.
Professor. What is another word for
Jack, do you want to explain neutrality?
No, go ahead.
No, I mean, I can if you want me
yeah,
to.
Yeah, please.
But. Oh, all
you
right.
probably have a better understanding of it than I do.
Okay, the concept of net neutrality is that currently the internet works in a way that if I want to go to any website, the internet works the same to go to whatever site I want to go to.
True.
So what just happened was the FCC just put through a bill that allows Verizon and Comcast and large internet companies to manipulate
Netflix.
Something like Netflix. Say you want to go to Netflix. And they don't own it.
Here's the other thing. The Supreme Court passed it.
They did.
Yeah. yeah. They passed this
Our
bill.
Supreme Court.
Which allows... So basically right now, yes. you could... No, they're yeah. not voting. It's passed. So if you want to go someplace on the internet right now and you have Comcast as your server, all right, or if you're trying to use Netflix, it is now to the point to where they can pay to get faster service than say us.
AllRightAlreadyPodcast.com.
All right.
Yeah.
Which means you can now be pushed throttled, down. Which is what they call it, throttled yeah. down.
That's a good word for it.
To very, very slow speeds. Whereas right now, everybody's moving along pretty much at the same speed.
They're basically putting the government on your internet.
Yeah.
Service.
Somebody yeah. could go to CNN.com at the same speed that they go to All Right Already Podcast.
Right.
But then they would change that. So say, theoretically, you don't want people to see a subversive site.
Right.
Make it so nobody can get to it, right. but everybody can just get to MSNBC.com.
Well, right. you can get to it, but you have to sit there and go.
You have to wait
forever.
Yeah.
It'll be like gold style.
Back to dial-up. Yeah, exactly.
It's a massive change that just happened.
Really wow.
It's going to affect a lot of things.
It's totally going to affect my life.
They don't want anybody to know about it.
This sucks. That sucks. I mean, it's really bad. It's terrible.
You'll think it's terrible when your favorite porn sites are really super low.
Yeah. Oh, you got him right in the feels.
Uh-huh. Right where it hurts.
Right in my truck nuts.
His face just dropped. Truck nuts.
Damn it.
Right in the old truck nuts. Oh, man.
So, yeah, net neutrality. It allows for monopolies. That's the big thing. It allows for monopolies.
Yeah.
You know, they can now govern who goes at what speed, mm-hmm. which is not okay.
I think the first problem with that is that our Supreme Court is actually wasting its time with internet.
Here's the thing: the internet's a thing, dude. Like it's a force on Earth.
Absolutely.
You know, like
I completely agree. But like,
if the internet were to shut down, say right now. It would be mass chaos across the globe.
Absolutely.
And it would be like, where do I get my All Right Already podcast episode? AllRightAlreadyPodcast.com.
Over there going up.
Everybody would be grabbing those, like, the credit card things.
Yeah.
But every store still has one. Yeah. When the power goes out, that's right. what you go back to.
So,
I mean, what's the difference? Like, when the power goes out, you do that? Yeah, you do the carbon paper thing.
Commerce.
The power goes out.
You know, Wall Street, and as much as Wall Street sucks, it's a big deal. You know, like, it really is a big deal. If you right now the net is neutral. You know, if you can get to the internet, you have as much access to the internet as anybody else.
Can we ever get, like, the nice new, like, the old... nice, hot, like, fresh off the press Xerox with that smell. And
right? Yeah,
that
smell.
Ammonia.
Yeah.
Mm.
Here's your ditto sheet.
Yeah. Ditto.
Ditto.
Rapidograph. Remember the rapidograph machine?
Do you remember you get that ditto sheet with, like, three different colors on it? It had, like, a purple and a green and a black. It had, like, that extra aroma.
Fancy. But ultimately, ultimately... The big problem is that what happened was they passed a bill saying that Comcast can't manipulate the net, the internet, and say that, okay, Comcast can't let Netflix get less bandwidth than themselves or whatever.
No, they passed it, so they
But what happened was they just repealed it.
Oh, did they?
They gave us back to the Comcast and Verizon, fought it, and then won, saying that we can do whatever the hell we want to do. So it's like a big loss for us, really. Yeah, like the little guy. Like, why should a big corporation get shit?
Yeah, but they've been fucking us for years, though, yeah, regardless.
Right, and, but all of a sudden they were like, wait a second. We're getting fucked.
You know what I mean? We don't like to get fucked. We like to do the fucking.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nobody fucks us. We do the fucking.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck them.
And it was along those lines. And,
it's weird. It sounds like petroleum or oil.
That's very a whole other.
Yeah. Rockefeller. It's a
service. It's a good analogy.
A product
actually.
That you need
very good.
To live, pretty much.
Right.
And we're going to govern it.
Yep.
It's a product that
I mean, the average person can live without the internet. And without internet access. Yeah, literally, you know, really, we can. My day would not really change other than just what I want to, look when I want to go to Facebook or whatever.
Absolutely.
Or look at porn.
Yes.
You know, but, like, my life is not going to crumble without internet.
Right. You go back to magazines.
Yeah. Yep. But they take too much space. You know, like, after a while, it's just like...
I can't even move that box.
I mean, my bookshelves are already filled full of, like, you know, dork books. I don't have any room for porn in my shelves.
I fucked up.
That's why I like the internet so much. It freed up so much space for me.
The box is too big. Need smaller boxes.
Just go back to Betamax.
Just go back to Beta. Yeah, what happened to Betamax?
Beta was a better format than VHS.
Yes, it was. I have the Last Dragon and... Shogun on Betamax right over there.
Nice. Was there ever Betamax Betamax rewinders? Because we had a
there was some
Corvette shaped.
Yeah,
I remember
VHS
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there ever Betamax?
I don't know.
Rewinders. I love those rewinders.
For when you rent, you have to. It doesn't ruin your VCR to rewind it.
Why they shape them like cars?
Be kind, rewind, man.
Be kind, rewind, dude.
I used to work at Blockbuster, and we had rewinders because no one would.
Were they all like cars?
No, they just like
cars.
Yeah, they were just like really boring.
And people sucks. I fucking hate Blockbuster.
No one does that auto.
All the rewinders are lame.
No one wanted to rewind. Like, it was so difficult at the end of the movie to hit stop and then hit rewind. I'm lazy.
Well, we're at Audio Video World, where I used to rent when I was a kid.
They
wanted you to fast
world.
Forward to the end.
Kind of fucking boot knock
when you return it. You would rent it, and it would be fast forwarded all the way to the end. You have to rewind it. You take it home, rewind it, and then watch it.
Dude, fuck that.
It was so backwards.
What? They would rewind
Audio Video World was like that.
Why would they do what was their logic behind that?
What the hell
that's the way
that?
They stored it.
Audio Video World. What was
that? Like Chalbert Beverages Plus is now.
Did you just say Chalfont?
Chalbert Beverages or whatever.
Chalbert?
Is it Chalbert? I know I'm a real piece of shit, but like... but, no, anyway, the,
Well, you yeah, see.
You remember it, Tim, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, like you had to fast forward to the end, and also, you would there's empty box titles out, and you pick the title, and there'd be a green one and a blue one, sticker on it with a number. One was Beta, one was VHS, and then you walk up and say, "Do you have item? Do you have VHS 1834?"
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they'd be like, "Hold on a second, let me go look in the back." They go back.
Look for you.
No, we don't have it. Do you have Time Bandits? No.
Time Bandits.
Yeah,
I have Time Bandits on VHS.
That's what it was like. It's like it was like, how could you not go out of business? Like there was no way that place would last.
Yeah.
But yeah, long story short. All right, next topic, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Tim, you want to pick one? We got a little time here.
Let's see what we got.
Time's flying, man.
The future of food.
Oh, that's me. That's a good one.
It is a good one.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to play out.
I hope we start talking about GMOs because like, no one's going to like what I have to say about GMOs.
I guess we could talk about that. I didn't even think of that. Okay.
You're talking about like food pills?
GMOs,
or
genetically modified?
Well.
What's that? Quinoa?
Quinoa. That's very popular now.
Quinoa. When you want a million of something,
right.
Eat quinoa.
There's a phone app that you can get that'll show you the numbers for genetically modified or organically grown or like sprayed with pesticides.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I completely support GMO.
Do you?
Absolutely. It's saved literally millions of lives.
Okay.
I don't like Monsanto. They're terrible.
No, they're evil.
Yeah, no, they're terrible. But genetically modified crops and foods have saved millions of lives, and they're fine. They're not bad for you. They don't turn you into a mutant baby. They don't give you autism. They don't increase your chance for cancer. You know, they just don't do those things.
Just, like, inhibit your ability to, like, gain a seed and like then plant it.
That's Monsanto. That's Monsanto. That's not. That's not the. That's not GMO.
No.
Okay.
GMO is a like pharmaceutical. Okay.
Is it?
That's an industry. Merck might be bad, but pharmaceuticals aren't bad. You know what I'm saying? Like they're good for you. They they save your life. They make you healthier. You know, GMOs are there, and the thing is that we couldn't sustain an organic crop on Earth. Just not possible. But there's not enough water. There's not enough land. There's not, you know, there's too many people.
There you go. You said it.
Yeah.
Too many people.
Yeah. But what are you going to get?
Some glow-in-the-dark corn, man.
Yeah, exactly. It's easier to find.
Squid oranges or whatever.
Squid oranges?
They, like, mix squid with something.
Awesome.
Something like oranges?
There's, like, some kind of fruit mixed with squids or something like that.
So can you have, like, calamari oranges?
I don't
love
know.
Both of those things.
And oranges. Yes. They actually use some sort of fish DNA in oranges or tomatoes because it's a frost resistant. It makes the thing frost resistant. So you can
Great.
Grow and lower
that means
growing
that food can get the people in low temperature climates, which is good. Or they can grow it in lower temperature climates, which is also good.
I have a question. What's Monsanto?
Monsanto is a food company.
All right. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of the term big food?
Yeah.
Okay, so like General Mills, you know, Monsanto is like maybe the biggest.
Like a big conglomeration
of
shit.
Yeah, and they own all kinds of stuff. And they're terrible people.
But
you know,
what they basically say is like, all right, these are our foods now. We control all this food because you're not allowed to use your own seed from those plants. You have to buy new seed every year for Monsanto. You're not allowed to use your crop seeds.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah, and if for whatever reason, like, if you get cross-germinated, like, say you have a farm next to somebody that has, like, Monsanto crop, and then it gets cross-germinated with Monsanto stuff, then Monsanto will go and sue you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're just awful.
They're like their OCP, dude.
Yes, they own
like OCP.
Yeah.
They own the
cops.
They
sent RoboCop
after
you.
They own the cops, man. Oh, snap. OCP.
Ed 209 shows up. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know anything about
Monsanto.
Saw a
light bulb go off after he said OCP.
They're terrible. Yeah, no, they're awful.
That's right.
There's a beer in there. Right?
Exactly like that.
OCP. Is Dick like Jones wrong?
Yeah, Dick Jones wrong. Oh, dude, you should see their demos.
Does anybody remember what OCP stands for?
I bet you do.
Of course I do.
I don't remember, but what you said.
Omni-consumer products. That's
right. Buy that for a dollar, man.
I'd buy that for a dollar. That was one of the greatest movies ever.
It's easily
original.
It's a perfect movie. I recently watched the new one.
Do you know that was rated X?
Yeah.
Yes, originally, yes.
Has anybody seen
What's
the new one?
What's the best
I
have. Part out
how,
of it?
How bad was it?
They missed the fucking point
of course
by a mile.
Because it was like this whole like build-up to like, oh my god, the new RoboCop movie's coming up. And it was like in theaters for like a week. And
the only thing that they got that they really did well was when he's out of the suit. When he's not in the suit.
Okay.
Like, you see, like, it's just his head,
right.
His hand, and some lungs.
Right.
That you can see, like, expanding and contracting as he's respirating.
That's kind of cool.
It was super creepy, you know? Like, it really kind of, you're like, oh, okay, that sucks to be that guy. You know, like, that's super terrible. It sucks to be Murphy. Other than that, missed the point of the original RoboCop by
like
a
the
fucking
kid
month.
Thing going
dude.
On in the visor too, right?
They
were like, "Hello, Michael."
I like Pete's question. What's the best part of RoboCop?
Yeah,
the original.
The original.
What are the best scenes? I like when the guy's mutated and he's like fingers are like he gets hit by the car and the windshield wipers go on.
Getting the acid. He went in the acid.
Yeah. That's a good spot. That's a good scene.
His skin's melting. My so sweet, dude.
My favorite part of RoboCop and it's the very end. It's like the last line in RoboCop. It's when, you know, RoboCop had they dropped all that metal on fucking Murphy.
Yeah.
And he's got his partner there. All right, and she gets fucked up. She gets all shot up, and she's all fucked up.
Right. Yep.
And then he's sitting there, and she's like, "Murphy, I'm a mess." And he's like, "It's okay. They can fix anything." You know,
that's right.
You know, like that's such a terrible. Cause, they're going to turn you into the horrible living nightmare that I
am.
Gonna
be Miss RoboCop. We can have gay robo weird sex.
Why would it be gay? She's a woman.
No, not gay. Oh, you know what I mean.
Sorry.
He's using it.
I do have to go there constantly.
But yeah, no, that was my favorite part of it.
What about Well, I mean, like, obviously, like, when they're, like, just blowing them apart.
Oh, that's rough. Absolutely. That's brutal.
Just, just knocking pieces of them off with a shotgun. And then there's, just missed it. Oh, he goes to erase his memory.
Yeah.
Like, to re... Yeah. Like reboot his system, and he just goes out and like rips the panel off.
He just grabs the fucking transformers. The yeah, right.
Like, the 2x4 like
knocks them off the thing. Yeah,
it's just awesome. Yeah. That's just a great movie.
I movie in so
it's
many
great. Movies. Movie. It's watch that, yeah. So fucking good. It's so good. It's one of those. It's one of those nearly perfect movies. And yes. I'm not it, like.
I put it like with Deliverance. It's like along the same line.
Deliverance has like a rock climbing scene that's like 20 minutes
long. Yeah, I don't know, man. Deliverance kind of runs a little slow.
Yeah. You know what? I just watched
all I'm just saying. For me, it does. Man.
I like
it.
It's a good movie. I don't mean to shoot you down. I mean,
it's deep and it's got the Bert. I'm all about the Bert, man.
I just
with
watched
the collar. The first got the pop collar before pop collar was cool, dude.
I just watched the Star Trek motion picture, the first Star Trek movie, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. There's like 30 minutes where they're like traveling into V'ger, you know, and it's like a psychedelic like tube thing. It goes on for 30 fucking minutes, and all it is like weird graphics, and them going, well, you can't see it because they're just all like staring. Yeah, it's going. Exactly. And they're all just staring at the screen, and like, you know, Uhura's like got her finger in her ear. You know. But nobody said anything. Nothing fucking happens. You know, just like, oh my god. Are you kidding me? This is terrible.
That's why Khan's so awesome.
Yeah, I know.
At least Khan has earwigs.
Yeah. It's like Spock's earwigs and like prosthetic chest.
Yes.
You know?
That's right. You want that big chest. Forgot about that. Ricardo. Oh, Ricardo.
Ricardo Montuba. Uma.
Oh, shit.
The Wolverine.
That's right.
Remember?
That's right. Wolverine.
It's right. Wolverine.
Oh, God. What was the topic?
Train has come off the track.
I never.
Yeah,
I didn't,
it happens all the time.
I didn't finish my.
Oh, food. You said future food.
Okay, yeah.
And we ended up with RoboCop.
I'm pretty sure we covered it with RoboCop.
We got OCP.
We got covered.
John decided to say that is its
food, OCP. GMOs, Monsanto, RoboCop, OCP, Star Trek.
See, by the way, any scene with Clarence Boddicker in RoboCop.
Clarence Boddicker.
That's true, yeah.
Bitches leave.
You gotta go with soil and green, though, right?
Ah, it's made of people. Oh, right.
Okay. That really wasn't anything about my topic at
no,
all.
No, let's go back to it. No, I'm sorry, but it was.
No, that was awesome.
Again, what I need a muzzle.
Well, my thought process. The
future of food.
Future of food.
THX1138. You open your fucking cabinet, and it goes. Drug violation law. You have not taken your drugs today, and you just pop a little fucking pill in your mouth. You drink some water.
Right. Yep.
That's kind of
we're getting there.
Road
man.
I was going down. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
What I was thinking was, you know, everything changes, right? The way we travel and blah blah cars, whatever. So food, why not change it?
Because
it's food. But will there be a day that we make food that everybody eats, which is kind of like GMO? But, like, you don't lose any nutrients out of it. You don't shit, you don't piss. It's just use everything.
There is a fella out in California that got, he was broke, and he figured out, like, all right, what are the most general things that your body needs? All the vitamins, all the stuff. And he made this.
This bar.
This compound.
This food
and
stuff.
Just, this food stuff, and that's all he lives off of. He doesn't eat anything else.
And
it's perfect. A complete protein.
Yeah.
And it's like mashed up like chickpeas and a bunch. Yeah. It's most like, but the it base is like terrible. The base is like chickpeas.
Garbanzo. I've never had it.
I haven't ever had it either.
Probably
but
tastes like nothing.
It started with a Kickstarter, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
and that's all he lives off.
Right,
he doesn't eat any other food.
Right. Eventually, they might make something
like
that.
It's super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
yeah, exactly.
Oh,
it started out as a shake or something, wasn't it?
Something like that. Did you see the movie The Snowpiercer? It's based off a book. The world. Froze over and they're all stuck on a train.
Oh, that's a train. Yes.
Yeah,
and
the poor people in the back of the train, they have to eat like these protein bars. And they look like they're just like super solid Jello, you know, and they look terrible. It's going that kind of route.
Yeah, like that's what I was saying. Like, why not? Things should change. Like, obviously, like I don't know, people like pizza and tacos now. Like, that's different than 100 years ago, I guess, right? 100 years ago, what do you like to eat?
Right. In the absence of a food blight, I don't see something like that happen. Now then, what the chances of us having a food blight? Eh, they're probably kind of high. Like, you know, disturbingly high.
You don't have water to have crops anymore. Right. You're kind of screwed.
Right, right. Like, get more out of what you have, mm-hmm. and then nothing's wasted.
But I don't, because of everybody's desire, because of everybody's desire for, you know, for not just, you know, sustenance is an instinct.
Pleasure.
Yeah. But for everybody's desire to enjoy eating, I think it would even, you know, from the most rich person on the planet to the poorest person on the planet, they want to enjoy what they eat. You know, I think it would be hard
to enjoy. My mom comes up to my house X amount of times a year. She comes up and she'll cook like a fucking stew. And I will take... I would eat that stew every night of the week over any pizza or cheese steak.
Absolutely.
Fucking anything else you could fucking possibly offer me. Right. That stew, literally, like, right now, I'm salivating.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
Stew.
Right. I mean, now I want it.
And we're talking about fucking meat and potatoes and vegetables. Yeah.
And I just ate a big old steak earlier, and, like, now I want your
stew. I saw the bones over there, dude. You're fucking... There's nothing else on that plate. It doesn't look like there was ever any vegetables or potatoes on that plate.
Dude, I had that thing in my fist like this. I was like,
it looks like it, man. But no, but like seriously, like you don't. It like people eat like, oh, I'll just grab a slice of pizza because I want some pizza. Or I'll grab a cheesesteak or I'll grab some fucking fries or a burger. But like if you gave like those same people something that someone really knows how to cook.
Oh yeah,
like
gave them
a
an option.
Stew or like a curry or like a whatever, like some sort of sustenance that's not like fast food. They'd probably like it.
You would think,
and they'd probably want it again.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like talk about like you get like all those tastes, and then on top of that, like which you don't get from like any of the pizzas or cheesesteaks or any of that crap, your stomach is full with like a quarter of the amount. Your stomach is like, wow, I like this. I'm going to create heat and, like, use this energy now. Like, holy shit. This is amazing. There's no chemicals in this.
Right. No, you're right.
I've had some really good meals that I paid for. Some fantastic, wonderful meals that I've paid for. But none of the meals that I've ever paid for have been as good as food that has been made for me, you know, like, at home.
Yeah, right.
You know, or at somebody's home.
And I think,
you know, like,
that's a home-cooked meal.
I think
man.
That it's kind of dying. Right enough. Now, there's absolutely a real true. Foodie culture where everybody's got all these cooking shows and
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've been cooking like a bastard lately.
But as far as, like, people's traditional foods, that they came from their ethnicity, whatever like that, everything's been, like, I wouldn't say homogenized.
Bastardized,
perhaps, would be a better word. But, you know... People that took stuff from their garden and made real food, or went down to the butcher shop and got a real piece of meat.
Yeah. Amen, man. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Tell it on the mountain.
On the mountaintop.
On the exact opposite, 180 degrees from that.
Future of food.
A scientist in Japan learned. He was like, "Oh, there's so much waste in the toilets. So much crap coming out." He took all the shit.
No.
And made it into steaks.
Blah, 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 blah,
they dye them red.
I never heard that.
And then they're going, they eat
I just deleted that from my brain. Come on, man. Stop.
I swear. I'm not making it up.
Only those people.
It's crazy. I know.
What's wrong with those
people? What do you mean those people?
I mean, man.
I mean, exact polar opposite of what Tim was just talking about. But, yeah, wow. they make poop steaks out.
I mean, isn't there anything
that's
better to do?
That's not okay. I didn't say it was okay. I'm just
isn't
just
there, there anything better to do, man? I would expect that to come from Germany.
I have said that. I have. This is something I have said.
Not again.
Oh, that's right.
Not like last week.
That's right.
I've said this several times in the past few years. Japan needs to be stopped again.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going off the fucking rails with some of this shit that they do.
It's time to build up that wall, man. Put that wall around there, man. All right, enough.
I'm just kidding, Japan. You're going to be stopped.
I think they're listening.
So what, they're
quit making poop steaks, okay?
They're finding sustenance.
They're listening.
Right. That's what's going to happen.
Human feces. Yeah. There's sustenance still.
They can still pull it out. Yeah. You don't suck all of it out. When yeah,
there's still
shit,
there's still
stuff in it.
Are you sure?
You've been saying lying to us for years.
I'm pretty sure my body soaks in most of it.
It doesn't. It really doesn't. We don't have very efficient. We really don't have very efficient digestive system. If we did, we wouldn't produce so much shit.
Dude, it's
there is a lot of nutrients in poop. Doesn't mean I want to fuck a poop steak. Because it don't.
Say you're in. Say you're in a. Some sort of craft going through outer space. Gotta you drink your own piss and stuff. Yeah. Recycle your urine. Recycle,
but that's water. You know,
I mean, maybe if I'm actually desperate to eat something, I might consider eating a piece of shit.
Dinner served. And just poop on a plate.
But really, I'm not gonna. Really, that guy wasted a lot of time figuring out how to make a steak out of shit.
I guess he saw a way in, like
a way in.
Yeah. Oh, here's
something.
Let me rephrase
that.
Oh
man,
I thought it was a way out.
Way
man, you
Jesus!
Wow,
I have discovered
on the ground floor on this one, man. Who wants to put up their investment dollars?
I have discovered the answer to the question nobody asked.
I've got two words for you. Let me. This is my pitch. Two words.
By the way.
Poop, recite.
By the way, now that you're all done your dinners.
This didn't come from Giant.
Did you enjoy your dinner?
Yeah. Oh my god.
All right. Yeah, no more steaks from Japan.
Yeah, but that's like
I've had Kobe beef.
It's good.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's
we've
very
got like
amazing.
15 fucking cards left, dude. What do you mean,
well, we're not doing them all.
No.
Oh, this
I think we're right about there, man.
Are we right about there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's the end?
Right, yeah, we're 1-5.
Can we all sing a song now? Hold hands?
No.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Hey.
No.
Oh,
man, what are you doing over here?
Oh, I don't know
what
this is going on.
I was just about to say how happy I was that Pete could make it.
So high, man.
I was about to.
And then ruined it, man.
Give me a guitar.
I don't have any guitars. Look at the musical talent of a pothole. There's no fucking
damn.
Try, but I still fucking. I still try.
All right, Scotty, you want to take us out? Man?
All right, we gotta get out of here, folks. But don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Twitter at AlreadyReadyPodcast.com. And we'll see you next week or next time on Already Ready Podcast.
All right, everybody, good night.
All right, guys.
Thanks for coming, Pete.
Yeah, Pete, man, it was a good time.
Good.